Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own?
Hi, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Saturday, March 21st, 2020. Today, we're going to be digging in the Psalm 38, 1 through 8, Exodus 28, 15 through 43, and Matthew 25, 31 through 46. We'll be starting with the Psalm 38, 1 through 8. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh, because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning, for my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. Exodus 28, 15 through 43. You shall make a breastpiece of judgment in skilled work. In the style of the ephod, you shall make it of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet yarn. In fine twined linen shall you make it. It shall be square and doubled, a span its length, and a span its breadth. You shall set it in four rows of stones, a row of sardius, topaz, and carbuncle shall be the first row, and the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. In the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. In the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold filigree. There shall be 12 stones with their names according to the names of the sons of Israel. They shall be like signets, each engraved with its name for the 12 tribes. You shall make for the breastplate twisted chains like cords of pure gold. And you shall make for the breastplate two gold rings and put them two rings on the two edges of the breastpiece. And you shall put the two cords of gold in the two rings at the edges of the breastpiece. The two ends of the two cords you shall attach to the two settings of filigree, and so attach it in front of the shoulder pieces of the ephod. You shall make two rings of gold and put them at the two ends of the breastpiece and its inside edge next to the ephod. And you shall make two rings of gold and attach them in front of the lower part of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod at its seam, about the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastpiece and by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, so that it may lie on the skillfully woven band of the ephod, so that the breastpiece shall not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of judgment on his heart, when he goes into the holy place to bring them to regular remembrance before the Lord. And in the breastpiece of judgment you shall put the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be on Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. Thus Aaron shall bear the judgment of the people of Israel on his heart before the Lord regularly. You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. It shall have an opening for the head in the middle of it, with a woven binding around the opening, like the opening in a garment, so that it may not tear. On its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet yarn, around its hem with bells of gold between them, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate around the hem of the robe. And it shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and its sound shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he does not die. You shall make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like an engraving of a signet, holy to the Lord. You shall fasten it on the turban by a cord of blue. It shall be on the front of the turban. It shall be on Aaron's forehead. And Aaron shall bear any guilt from the holy things that the people of Israel consecrate as their holy gifts. It shall regularly be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. You shall weave the coat in checker work of fine linen, and you shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash embroidered with needlework. For Aaron's sons, you shall make coats and sashes and capes. You shall make them for glory and beauty, and you shall put them on Aaron, your brother, and on his sons with him, and shall anoint them and ordain them and consecrate them that they may serve me as priests. You shall make for them linen garments to cover their naked flesh. They shall reach from the hips to the thighs, and they shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, lest they bear guilt and die. This shall be a statute forever for him and for his offspring after him. Matthew 25:31-46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Then he'll say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for March 21st, 2020. One of the things I do want to look at here is the Exodus passage and all these instructions that are being given to Moses. Can you just imagine Moses just trying his hardest to take all this in, to take all this down, and to make sure that everything is right? Because everything has to be right. God makes this very clear. It has to be done this very way. And we have to ask why. Why all of this pomp and circumstance, robes, garments, breast pieces, the tent with all these gold pathways and all this other stuff? Why does it have to be so precise? Because God has called the people of Israel to be holy, to be set apart. And this would be a symbol of their holiness, their set apartness. This breast piece would be a symbol of Aaron's holiness, his set apartness. And it's one of those things where the tent, the breast piece, the ephod, all these items are still just physical items made of gold, made of wood, made of fine linen. They themselves possess no magical purpose, no spiritual purpose. They themselves are just stuff. God has them do this the way he has them do it, so that it would remind them. And it says, so it would be a remembrance that the 12 tribes will be upon his chest as he goes before the Lord in judgment. This is the importance of these things. This is why they're made this way. And also, this is how the people of Israel would have understood set apartness. Because of its masterwork craftsmanship, because of its very significant meaning, each item that God tells Moses to make is very significant in its meaning. And Israel would have understood this as set apart. Isn't it wonderful, though, that today the only thing we need to stand set apart is to be in Jesus and to do the things of Jesus? And we see in Matthew, that is what sets us apart truly, is when we do the things of Jesus, when we help the least of these, when we engage with the least of these. And there is a very powerful lesson in this Matthew passage of helping and engaging with the least of these. It is our calling. It is our purpose. It is what makes us set apart and different from this world. Where the world will forget the least of these, we, the church, must never forget the least of these. And we, the church, not the building, but we, the church, right now, have a very great opportunity to be there for the least of these. We've been encouraging you as a staff for the past several days to pray with people, to just call and check in on people, to stay connected, and even go to your neighbor and see if they may need anything. They may be in want of something. Take some time to step outside of your comfort zone, to call, to pray. We don't want you to put yourself at physical risk from the coronavirus, but we do want to challenge you to call, a simple phone call, a simple prayer, maybe a simple running to the store real quick for someone goes a very long way in this time and this season. And there are those who are in want, who are in need, who are unable. What is it that Jesus is calling you to do right here in this time and place to minister to those people so that we on the day of judgment would be sheep and not goats? We would truly be set apart for God's holy purpose. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.